In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Scrupulous. This is how the Romans called a small sharp stone, something very little, that makes the walk more difficult. The Roman legion used to walk a lot on these big and long ways in their vast empire. The soldiers had to avoid picking these sharp stones from their boots, otherwise their army would have been useless, too slow, a burden more than a powerful means for Rome. From that time, we have our word scruples, something very little that could block us as would a huge mountain. It is important that we know somehow the origin of our scruples and how to be relieved from them. As the Apostle St. Paul told us, therefore, do not become foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Anyone can have scruples, in the sense that anyone can take a little stone for a mountain. Anyone can sometimes be focused on very little things and don't mention the important one. There are many reasons, but here are some. We want ourselves to be perfect in our own sight rather than pleasing to God, and so we fool ourselves. Or we worry too much about what others will think rather than what our Lord will. Or when we realize that God is present to us, that He is watching us, we imagine He does so like Big Brother, while actually He watches us to protect us. Or we forget that we have been created by God out of His pure godness, out of His pure goodness, and we find salvation in the redemption merited by our Lord out of pure love for us. So, how can we be relieved from scruples? In one word, understand what the will of the Lord is. His will is our salvation. His will is to free us from sin. It will depend upon the reasons that lead one to have scruples. If someone is too attached to his personal ideas of sanctification, he will progress when he accepts through confession and spiritual direction to give up some of his great spiritual ambitions. Anything that leads us to accept our imperfections will be good in that case. To assume the imperfections is not to praise our faults, but to be aware of our weaknesses, admit them, and to be patient with ourselves when we need to. It is very useful to remember all the gifts received through nature and grace. Being grateful helps us to fight scruples, discouragement, and spiritual laziness. We would not have scruples if we trust the words of our Lord in His sacraments, especially when we are fully forgiven in confession. The collect of the Mass today, the collect is the prayer said or sung by the priest and before the epistle, and give the special intention of the church for the Mass. And for the special Mass, the collect today says, O Lord, we beseech Thee, graciously grant Thy faithful forgiveness and peace, that they may be cleansed of all sin and serve Thee with minds free from care. Then, and most of all, our prayer life and our spiritual reading must be oriented according to our spiritual need. Devotion to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus must nourish charity and gratitude. We have on the windows of this church the image of a saint we can invoke in time of spiritual struggle. Saint Francis of Sales was freed from his spiritual struggle while he recited the memory prayer at the feet of Our Lady of Victory, the other name of Our Lady of the Most Holy Rosary. Our Lady of Victory, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.